This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, and an interesting and fun show today as we introduce you to Danielle Bickle. Danielle is the owner of Strokes Painting, and we're going to be talking about her painting company and also what it's like for a woman to be in construction. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, Dominic. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Congratulations on your success so far. A relatively new company, Strokes Painting.
Yeah. We're relatively new, but we've definitely received a nice chokehold on the market. So happy to be here to talk about my business.
So how did you end up in the painting business?
Well, so it's a long construction story for me. I definitely grew up in the industry. I actually just came from a woman in construction conference where we talked about how we started in construction, because it's unusual for a woman, especially my age, to be involved in this. And as we walked around and talked about our stories, a lot of it came back to our fathers. Mm-hmm. Our fathers got us involved in the industry. So I look forward to the next generation saying that their moms involved in the industry. But my story, it comes from my dad. So my dad was in construction. And over the summers when I was in high school and college, I was gifted the opportunity to have internships at quarries, stone quarries. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where I cut my teeth. I was around trucking and heavy industrial. And
so how'd you end up in painting?
So in painting specifically, I've got to say it came through my husband's side of the family. Mm-hmm. My husband's father is a commercial painter.
Okay.
And my husband and I have been together for a really long time, and our careers grew together. And mine went into the construction side of things. And, you know, during COVID, there was a lot of time to think about our careers.
Sure.
And he and I sat down and thought about how we wanted to pursue. And we're like, you know what? You know a lot about paint. I know a lot about construction.
There you go.
Let's get this going. And we literally
perfect
just jumped
combination.
Off the ledge. Exactly. Yep.
So we have used Strokes Painting at Cortez Construction. We've been very happy with the quality. And I think where the rubber hits the road for us and for homeowners is not only the quality of the workmanship, but the quality of the cleanup.
Yeah, exactly. We take great pride in first preparing all of our job sites properly so that the homeowner receives as little dust and interruption as possible.
Which is saying a lot.
Which, well, you know, construction fatigue is real.
Yeah.
And often we're coming in at the end of a project where the last finish coming in and the homeowner is exhausted.
Right.
They're tired.
At the end.
They want their home back.
Right.
So when we come in and we're preparing all the surfaces, closing off all the doors with plastic, making sure dust isn't escaping into bedrooms and nurseries and things like that, our customers really appreciate the attention to detail that we give prior to the project starting, and then after the project is over, when they don't have to clean up after us.
It's huge.
They're exhausted.
Now, the other thing that's important when you're hiring any contractor, and painters included, is insurance.
Correct. Yeah, we're highly insured. So when we first opened in 2021, we started as a commercial outfit, and you don't get much higher requirements than when you're working with really big commercial and industrial clients. So that carries over to our residential customers as well. So we're very highly insured. Nothing you have to worry about as far as that goes with us.
And then the fact that you've now been certified at Women in Construction, talk about that and how that is going to launch your career into the commercial work.
Yes. So, so there's something in New York State that happens in the commercial world. And these are requirements that are given to general contractors when they're starting a project. So let's say that there's, you know, building this radio studio. There's likely going to be requirements that a certain amount of the project dollars have to go to a woman-owned business. Mm-hmm. They have to go to a minority-owned business, service disabled veterans, or mm-hmm. LGBTQ plus IA. Mm-hmm. So it really helps us out that we are a woman-owned business, that we can help our customers just literally check that box. And then on top of it, we're providing a really great service as well. So it's a win-win for all of our customers when that comes into play.
There you go. 803-0930 in the 716, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. You're planning a painting. If you're painting a... Just choking on myself here. If you're planning a painting project, say that three times fast.
Planning a painting project.
You did. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 803-0930. Danielle can walk you through the right steps. Even if you want to do it yourself, she'll certainly impart her wisdom there. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Email me, hammertime@wben.com. And then there's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can write your question in there. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Check out Cortese.net. Everything we do is there. Stop out and see us, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Love to show you around. And don't forget, we now are the TMP dealer for Western New York. Techno Metal Post, replacing concrete piers. Check it out, TMP, Techno Metal Post. Google that, and we'll come up in the 14 zip code area, all of the area in Niagara County. Also, I want to tell you, the Milan class, the January 6th class, is booking solid. So if you're interested in learning how to make osso buco, then don't delay, because that class is filling up, as is the second January class that we've added now, the second class for every month. Cheese Making 101. We'll be making mozzarella, burrata, ricotta, penne with fresh mozzarella, and cannoli with homemade ricotta. That's the 13th of January. So now two classes a month. We have the 6th of January, where we are traveling to Milan, and then the 13th, Cheese Making 101. And how about giving the gift for Christmas of a cooking class? It's all there for you to check it out at Cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as wings.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Santo Tomasine here from the Kenmore branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Life can be hectic, and we know that sometimes our customers have to do their banking on the go. That's why we offer the very latest in online banking tools on desktop or mobile. Check your balance, transfer money between accounts, pay bills online. Send money safely and securely with Zelle. All of our online banking services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get access to the latest banking technology. Open an account with us today and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Hey, it's Jeremy White for Wayland Brewing Company in Orchard Park, one of my favorite spots. And whether it's a wedding, corporate event, or a holiday party, Wayland Brewing, the perfect place for events of all sizes. Up to 200 guests. Celebrate with multiple event spaces, including a private patio and beer garden, plus customizable menus featuring dishes from Grange Group favorites. Ready to plan your celebration? Book today at Wayland Brewing Company, 3740 North Buffalo Street in Orchard Park. Wayland Brewing Company. Company, one of the best spots, and where every event becomes a celebration.
Hey, Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. Take my advice and put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. He saved us at the Cortese household, and he can save you too. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Homeowners, now is the time to see if you qualify for free weatherization services from Supportive Services. I'm Lou Petrucci, Executive Director. We'll come out, assess your home, boost energy efficiency, and make it safer, all at no cost to you. Services like insulation, air sealing, possibly window or appliance replacements, and more. Create a safer and more comfortable home, all at no cost to you. Visit supportiveservices.com today to see if you qualify. Funded by New York State Department of Homes and Community Renewal and the U.S. Department of Energy.
Hey, it's that time of year when the temperature changes. Time to call for that TRS Hammer Time $99 health and safety checkup on your existing heating and air conditioning equipment. And if it's time for replacement, well, TRS can help you with a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner or furnace and many financing options as well. Great news, TRS now has expanded and are now offering electrical services, and they can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. For more, go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. That's TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today. Ten 18 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. My guest in studio, Danielle Bickel, who owns Strokes Painting, a woman-owned business, and Strokes Painting available for you at home. Anything you need to do around the house painting-wise. This time of year, Danielle, do people like to do painting?
You know what? It's hit or miss this time of year. You know, people are either trying to get their homes ready for the holidays so it looks all fresh and beautiful for all their family to come in, or they're like, please stay away from my house until after the holidays. Yeah. But now's a great time to get that quote so that when you're time does free up that we can get you in for the winter time.
So I imagine, through the winter and into early spring, you're probably busier than ever.
Actually, summertime is when we are just absolutely bananas because we're working outside too. So at Strokes Painting, we do interior painting. We do exterior painting as well. And exterior isn't just your house. It's your deck. It's your fence. It's anything that could require coating, your concrete sealer, anything like that, that we can take care of. So we get doubly busy in the summertime. Now's the time if you want a quote to give me a buzz.
There's so much to talk to you about as far as proper procedures for all the areas you just mentioned. Let's start inside. Let's say a homeowner wants to try and get a couple rooms painted before Christmas. Well, certainly the first question I would ask is there enough time to do it right between now and Christmas?
Absolutely, especially if you're hiring us. We're quick, we're efficient, we're clean. We will get you in and out before the holidays.
Good.
If you want to do it yourself, I always say, like, paint is something that anybody can really do, but do you
That's
want to?
That's easier said than done.
True story.
Because there's so much that can go wrong, you know, especially with getting paint where it shouldn't be.
Oh, absolutely. Good news about fresh paint, and this is how you can always tell the difference between fresh paint and old paint. If it's fresh paint, it wipes right off. So let's say you are painting and you get it on your cabinets or something, or your baseboard. Fresh paint will come right off with a fingernail. If it doesn't come off with your fingernail, then that's old paint and that wasn't you in the first place. So don't feel bad.
So that's probably one of the biggest, I think, mistakes that people make is not properly protecting surfaces they don't want to get painted.
Right. I think that's something that we do really well is setting the homeowner at ease by really protecting their investment. Oftentimes we're coming in after a project of yours, right? And your finishes are so beautiful and such like high quality that when we go in, we want to make sure that we're protecting everything. So floor protection, number one. You'll notice some of our painters don't tape things off, and that's because they're so skilled.
They're so precise.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what about furniture? That's a nemesis, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can be. We always say before we come in for a project, remove knickknacks, remove breakable things. If you have larger pieces of furniture, we can move that away from the wall. We really just need a clearance of like 2 feet in order to work properly. But it's, you know, your mother's beautiful china.
Of course.
The old stuff that, you know, you really cherish and is sentimental. We really encourage you to put that in a safe place before
I imagine that if you break any of that, you're responsible no matter what, whether you said to take it down or not.
Well, exactly. And that's where the insurance comes into play.
Which you don't want to use, because once you use your insurance,
no, Knock on wood. Yeah. Right.
What about draperies?
Yeah, draperies. We ask that the customer does take down the draperies for us before we come in. We're not a moving company, and we would hate to ruin something of yours. But what we will do is those bars that are up above and have everything hanging on, we'll remove those. If you're, you know, going to be changing everything up in that room, we fill all those holes so the wall looks brand new and ready to go for brand new window treatments. You'll have a clean slate and ready to go for all of your new beautiful stuff.
Okay, so you need to settle something in terms of the perception of finishes, because there are so many layers, so many types of finishes.
Right.
And there's appropriate finish for the kind of room that you're in,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, yeah, there definitely is. And this goes back to taste as well. There's a few items that are standard unless a customer tells us differently. If we're painting your ceilings, it's going to be a flat white, nondescript. We're not noticing it. Unless, of course, we were talking earlier about doing something crazy like right. wallpaper on your ceiling right. or something.
What about adding color to a ceiling?
I love that.
So do I.
I love that. So my parents just sold their house, and we painted it before they sold their house. And they have this beautiful jewel of a room. It's their dining room. And it had this gold fleck, purple. It
really?
Sounds so strange. But when you walk in there, it was like a jewelry box. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it just really created this little treasure of a room in there. So you can be crazy when it comes to different finishes, especially on your ceilings.
Mm-hmm. So take us through the right finishes for the kinds of room that we're in.
Okay, so let's say it's your bedroom and you want something cozy that feels like a den that doesn't have a lot of sheen on the walls. You can go with something that's like a really luxurious flat or matte. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be as washable as your satins or your semi-glosses, but if you know you don't have young children and you really want to create a luxury look,
what you just said is kind of important, washability.
Yeah.
Is that a deciding factor?
Totally. And that's what I think sets us apart at Strokes Painting, is that we work with the customer to talk about what their lifestyle is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to put flat white in a living room where you have children under the age of 10. Mm-hmm. You're going to get marks on your walls. We don't want that. Right. You know, there's going to be yogurt everywhere. So we're going to use something more washable, like a washable satin or something of that sort.
When would you ever use high gloss?
High gloss goes on trim and doors typically. If we're painting your cabinets, we'll use a semi-gloss of that sort. I don't see high gloss very often. Mm-hmm. I know we were talking about using enamel on a clawfoot tub right. earlier. That would be a great example of when to use like a high gloss. But semi-gloss is usually the one that you see the most of on accent work.
Okay, 803-0930, participate in the program. We've got people calling in. And anything around the house, if it's not a painting question, certainly we'll take that as well. I'll entertain that, and Danielle's here for questions about painting. We've got several people that are texting their questions in, but let's get this one out of the way first. Bill on his cell phone. Good morning, Bill. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I'm not planning a painting project, but I got to get your gutter advice for ice.
Okay.
I have some ice that I see that's, because when it snowed so much, the snow kind of overhang the gutters. I've got the gutters that have like the gutter guard thing on it.
Yes.
And I waited a little late to do a little roof raking, so now it's sort of like a little bit of ice there, and it's dripping, and it's kind of dripping down the siding too. Mm. Would you recommend mostly kind of just trying to stay on top of that, and
so
whenever it snows, get the snow out?
There's a couple things to think about here. First, what's causing the ice? It's probably heat loss. An older home is going to have this issue. So analyzing where the heat loss is in your attic would be the first thing I would do to minimize the furtherance of any ice problems in years subsequent. But for here and now, dealing with the ice formation, be careful with it. You could lay a salt stocking, a nylon stocking, filled with calcium chloride or a melting agent on the ice. It'll help break it up, dissipate it, prevent it from getting larger. But the other thing to think about is in the fall, when we talk about, and I nag everybody about, cleaning your gutters to make sure that the water is free flowing and not pooling, so that we don't start with an ice formation as soon as the temperatures drop below freezing.
And with the downspouts and where it comes out at the bottom, sometimes the snow settles there too. Is it a good idea to shovel that so the water has some place to run out to?
Well, there's really no connection that I can make to the downspout and the ice on your roof. They're kind of cause and effect. If the ice is going to be on the roof, it's going to overhang the gutter. It's really not going to impact the downspout. So that's what we got to focus on, is what's causing the ice formation on the roof.
Okay, thank you for all your good advice.
Okay, thanks for the call. Moving along at 803-0930, a texter's writing, do you spray or roll or brush?
Ooh.
And how do you know which to do when?
So exactly. That's the question, is to know the application. So let's say we're working on the exterior of your home. We're going to spray that. Yeah, we're outdoors. We want a clean, very uniform finish outside.
So that's a lot of prep, a lot of taping.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, the painting takes no time. It's
right,
the prep, really,
right,
that takes all the time. So we tape off all the windows and make sure, you know.
Cover the landscape.
Oh, the landscape. And we're making sure that we're not covering anybody's shrubs when it's hot out in plastic and, like, killing their plants.
There you go. Yeah.
Or even covering, like, an air conditioning unit or something like that. All of our people are very highly trained, so they know to stay away from anything like that. But so exterior is a great application for spray. We also spray cabinets. So if you were to do a real quick, cheap upgrade in your kitchen, painting your cabinets is a great way to
sure.
go.
And prep's important there too.
Well, it is. So we do it differently than a lot of people. We remove all the doors and drawers and take them back to our shop. They come back to our shop, we hang them in our spray booth, and we spray everything.
Do you sand everything down?
So it depends on the finish of the cabinet. If it's a super high gloss, something that you would have seen like maybe in the late 90s, that high gloss cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to need some sanding. And then we apply an adhesion primer before we go ahead and spray with the final coat.
What if there's a varnish finish? Do you want to abrade that as well?
Well, if it's already been pre-painted with a varnish finish, then no, you don't have to. We can just do the adhesion primer, and then we're good to go. So we're going to spray that. But if we're in your house, we're going to be brush and rolling your walls. We're going to be brush and rolling your ceilings along with your trim and your doors. If it's a new build situation, then perhaps we would move over to spraying.
Okay.
But brush and roll is the way
to
go.
So what would be the difference, though? Like, when would you consider spraying in the interior?
When there's no furniture present, when you can block off a room so that it becomes what's called a spray booth.
Got it.
The paint, you know, it's like a chef. Sometimes you get grease on the counter, right? So when we're spraying, you get that atomized paint.
There you go.
And you want to make sure you're not
inhaling
it. And if it's just a
plywood subfloor, it doesn't matter because it's going to be covered.
Exactly.
Dominic, for your guest, we have a concrete slab patio. Do you paint things like this with a design and pattern so it doesn't look so barbaric? That's a tough word.
That's a no, but that's, you know what? I come from the concrete world,
there
so I get it. Concrete can be really just like brass tacks. It is what it is. It's a concrete slab.
Paint for concrete, though.
So there are special paints for concrete, in my opinion, because I am a purist. I grew up in the foundation world, and concrete was my bread and butter.
Hold that thought, because we are running a little late. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more after Zachary in the news.
From the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Erie County isn't out of clear just yet, as more snow is on the way. Brandon Buckingham with AccuWeather says the snowfall won't be as intense as the most recent lake effect storm, but it could still create unsafe conditions.
We're kind of transitioning from, lake effect over to system snow, as we do have an Alberta Clipper diving its way through the Great Lakes. We do expect that to bring a period of unsettled weather, some accumulating snow, although it will be on the lighter end, a general 1 to 3 inches, but from about 2 to about 6, 7 p.m. this afternoon into this evening, we could see that period of gusty winds and that accumulating snow that could lead to some slick spots on roadways.
During a House Committee on Veterans Affairs, VA Undersecretary for Health Dr. Sharif El-Nahal backed Congressman Tim Kennedy and says Buffalo needs a new hospital for its veterans.
I'll tell you what keeps that facility running and it keeps the veterans coming back are the extraordinary staff that work there, the doctors, the nurses, the therapists, the social workers, the healthcare practitioners at every level that truly advance a world-class healthcare for our veterans, despite the fact that the infrastructure and technology hasn't kept up at par with the outside private sectors.
From the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
Hey, are you prepared for long, cold winters indoors? Yeah, it's coming. And folks, it's that time of year, the holidays, and Uncle Bernie's coming over, and he's hacking and sneezing and wheezing. What's he got, COVID? I hope not. You're trapped indoors, and that's why so many people get sick. Keeping you and your family healthy during the flu season requires extra effort. In fact, there are a lot of pneumonia cases being reported right now. Have you heard that? Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs and viruses. You know, like little tiny spaceships that are bleeping around your house. It's the time of year to get these aliens out, that they carry virus and bacteria and mold is why. Now, a recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles are released when you sneeze. You don't want that. You want to breathe clean indoor air, and the only way you can unequivocally get indoor air clean is by having indoor air professionals come over. And they'll do three things for you. Number one, they'll clean your ductwork thoroughly, and they'll sanitize it and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. They'll offer you a medical-grade air purifier and the April Air, awesome April Air high-capacity dehumidifier that is keeping the Cortese household dry. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I love the Uncle Bernie coming over. That's really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, you know, unfortunately more germs and everything spread. And, you know, as you said last week, the furnace air ducts are just like the heart and lungs of your home. And, you know, all the stuff that lies in there, including the dust mite, you know, and dead skin cells and all that stuff. And so, it'll make a big difference doing that. And I thought of one other thing with Danielle, is that when she does painting, she takes off cold air returns and supplies, and it exposes the tip of the iceberg. That's how a lot of people call us. Like, we were doing some painting, and we saw the gross stuff in there.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
That's a good way of determining, right? If you see debris at that high level of your ductwork, you know that the deeper levels are going to be somewhat packed with more debris.
Absolutely. And
okay.
That brings up new builds. Brand new homes have all that construction debris in it.
Yeah. Yep. 716-683-3000, extension 303. That's the number you're going to dial. And here it is, the 7th of December. And Peter, the Hammer Time specials for today.
All right. So I know that duct cleaning isn't the sexiest gift under the tree, but we're going to make it easy for you to give the gift of health and help your family breathe easier. So we have gift certificates at 20% off, you know, so you could treat yourself as well if you read through that. So that's what we're doing on the duct cleaning. And then, of course, the Healthway Portable Medical Grade Air Purifier, we're doing a special Pearl Harbor Remembrance at 400 off. And the whole house unit is 500 off. And then, of course, you mentioned the April Air to keep your house dry all year round, with the proper humidity so mold doesn't grow, and that is 300 off.
Awesome discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now. The number will drop you right to his desk, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After a truck hit me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $5 million, five times more than insurance offered.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says?
My job accident was worth 11 times more.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hey, Dominic here. Whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Do you know that Ava installs over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? Staggering but true. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. Oh, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is Hammer Time. Danielle Bickel is my guest in studio from Strokes Painting, and she's got a cool thing she wants to introduce to you folks today. She's doing an ugly room contest.
I sure am. Yeah, I'm Western New York. I've been in a lot of these houses. We got some ugly rooms that we need to help. don't we all? Yeah, so we're running a competition. It's Western New York's Ugliest Room. You send me a picture of the ugliest room in your house, and you could win a painter for a day. It's a $500 value, so if you've got some, like, flocked wallpaper from the 60s.
You're going to take that down?
Yeah, of course.
And you include paint?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be all included. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, however far that $500 cool. gets you. Remove that popcorn ceiling.
You are going to remove popcorn ceiling for $500?
If that's what we need to do, that's what we'll do.
What if it was applied with a Durabond?
Well, then we would have to talk. We would have to talk.
So how do they submit their room?
So take a picture of your ugliest room, and then you're going to send it to my email, which, if you have a pen and paper ready, I'll give you a few seconds. Yep. Go get your pen and paper. It is D, as in Danielle, and then my last name, which is Bickel, B as in boy, I-C-K-E-L, and that's at paintwithstrokes.com.
And it's S-T-R-O-K-E-S.
That's correct. S-T-R-O-K-E-S.
I always thought it was your last name initially when I first met you.
People sometimes think it's Stokes.
Yeah.
It is not. It is Strokes. Like,
yeah, Paint Strokes.
Paint
yeah.
Strokes. Or you can go to our Instagram as well. I have a post on our Instagram, and our handle is at Strokes Painting and Contracting.
Awesome. Well, take advantage of that, folks.
Maybe. Please do.
Can you get it done before Christmas?
I think so, yeah.
Is that when are you going to draw it?
So I'm going to draw it in 2 weeks, actually. So no, we're not going to get it done before Christmas. Yeah. We're drawing in 2 weeks, and then we're going to be right at the holidays.
There you go.
So this would be a little New Year's gift
there
to
you
yourself.
Okay. Question, do you do vaulted ceilings?
For sure. Yeah. Back to that popcorn ceiling.
So scaffolding for that.
Right, exactly. So like I said, we're a robust company. We have all the equipment that we need in order to do the job properly. So if we're coming to your home and you have vaulted ceilings, which a lot of our homes do in this area, we have all the equipment that we need to make sure that we do it properly.
Scaffolding is a pain in the neck.
You said it, brother.
Yeah. You guessed it. It is National Cotton Candy Day. Jerry, did you know that? How come you didn't bring us any cotton candy? I recently used rock salt to temporarily mediate an ice jam on my roof. Did I make a mistake using rock salt instead of calcium chloride? Well, any de-icing agent is okay. Calcium chloride seems to be less, effective in terms of, more effective and does less damage. I don't really think that there's going to be a big difference, though, between rock salt and calcium chloride. But the salt stocking idea is a good one because it kind of stays in place and helps dissipate slowly. I am 60 and I painted houses to get through college. And the first year of starting our family, my advice, hire this lady when you want to paint something.
Thank you.
And that's from Frank. Thank you,
Frank. Thank you, Frank.
Yep. He goes on to say you don't have the equipment to make it look good. The most expensive job is the one you have to redo. Yeah, it just says it all, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do it right the first time. And like I always say to my customers, I may not be your cheapest option, but I'm going to be your best option. Yeah. I'm going to be your most reliable. I'm going to be your highest insured.
You just said what we say to all of our Hammer Time partners, buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner because
absolutely.
You want it done right. And you want it done with a reputable firm. And you want it done with a firm that's insured. Mm. You probably live in the world that I do with seeing so much advertised on Nextdoor. I'll paint your room for $100. These are the uninsured people, folks, that run around town and don't do quality work. That don't have the right insurances and that leave people high and dry.
Yeah, and I've also seen collecting deposits and then you never hear from them again.
Yep.
That's something at Strokes Painting we don't do. We don't collect deposits. And the reason is we don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
We have the cash flow in order to do your project before you pay us,
mm-hmm.
Which I think speaks highly of
yes.
you know the quality
Amen.
And type of person you're
yep.
allowing in your home.
Exactly. You know, I don't dwell on this as much as I should here at this soapbox that I have, but I have been seeing it become a bigger deal post-COVID. And the reason is a lot of people went into the black market after COVID, and they're working for cash.
Mm-hmm.
They got the government money during COVID, and they stayed in that dark environment of working under the table.
Yeah.
And yeah, they can do cheaper work price-wise, but they're cheaper in their quality too, because they're not as thorough in terms of doing jobs properly and doing it with the right insurance.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something that we see a lot of. And, you know, you say do it right the first time.
Yep.
The amount of times
exactly
we are called back into a homeowner's home. And we've quoted them already. They hired what we call a Chuck in the truck or a Dan in a van type situation. And it did not go well. And now they're paying twice as much for me to fix the problem.
I mean, that says it all, right? I mean, why would you want to go through the aggravation again?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you're going to pay a little more for a professional, but you're going to not have to deal with that inconvenience. And you're not going to say, I dread the idea of everyone having to do this again.
Yes, exactly. And that's the kind of like purchaser that you are. Sometimes people just want it down and dirty, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. But a lot of people really just want it done right the first time.
Amen. And
just.
Okay, painting paneling, yes. How successful is that, and what are the colors recommended for that?
Oh, yeah. We did this in our old home. We bought a home that was built in the 1960s, and when we bought it, it had never left. So our main floor was all paneling. Again, this is a situation where you're going to want to use an adhesion primer because you're not painting drywall. So you want to put an adhesion primer on there first before you put any other kind of coatings on there. But ugh, it looks so good.
So I also had heard, we actually helped promote this, and the name's not coming to me now, but there's a fiberglass wall liner that can be put on first to hide the lines of the paneling.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
And then you'd paint that. It's just a white fiberglass material that goes on like wallpaper.
Interesting.
And then it covers over, as they say, the seams of the paneling, the grooves of the paneling.
Yeah.
And it's an effective way to give you that, you know, more flat wall finish.
Interesting.
Because otherwise, what would you do with the groove lines?
Honestly, I think they look
good. Just leave them.
Yeah,
okay.
I think they add interest, to be honest. When you get the brown tones away from it, it really changes your perception of what that wall
good
substance
point.
Is.
Good point. Let's go to Buffalo and say good morning to Sue. Sue, you're on WEN.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Would her company paint metal tile on the wall?
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Where is this tile?
This tile is in a utility room. It's fairly large. It goes up about from the floor up 3/4 all around the room.
Yeah.
And the tile is approximately 4 3/4 square.
Okay.
I'm living in my childhood home, and why my parents put this ugly tile.
Hey, it was in style then. It was in style then. You know that.
It was a style, and of course, they covered all plastered walls.
Oh my. How do you feel about removing that tile?
Yeah, that's an option.
You know, which is, but because it's in the utility room, the type of tile I'd like in there, I don't want to have a $20,000 utility.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. Now, the only thing, Danielle, about painting metal, isn't that like putting nail polish on your fingernails?
So you're going to be using a different type of product, right? When we're painting metal, you're going to go towards more of an epoxy type product.
Are you ever going to get bondability, though, to the metal?
That's a very good question.
Yeah,
that's a very good question. Yes, absolutely. There's got to be. I'm going back to my commercial projects now.
Mm-hmm.
We do steel window and door frames all the time. So the bondability is going to be great.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Because that's important, right? If you're painting metal, you want it to be able to, you know, take the little wear and tear that it might come.
Oh, for sure. Especially in a place like a utility room where it's going to get a little more wear and tear and abuse.
So give Danielle a call, Sue.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay,
and
dear.
I hope both of you have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, same to you.
Thank you,
thanks
Sue.
For calling the show. Sue's line now available for you at 803-0930. Talking about the right paint for the room that we're in, how about the bathroom?
The bathroom. So this is a good one. Bathrooms, okay. First things first, ventilation.
Right.
We want to make sure that we have proper ventilation. I want you all to go into your bathrooms and see if you have any drippies coming down your wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's something called surfactant leaching.
Mm.
And that's the solids that are in your paint that are coming out of the paint, which is kind of interesting. It kind of looks like nicotine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Streaks coming down your walls. And so how that happens is when you steam out your bathroom before the paint is cured.
Sure.
So here's the good news. We can prevent surfactant leaching.
Okay.
But here's the bad news. No steamy showers for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that's easy trade-off.
Is it? I don't know. I have teenage daughters. That will never, ever happen. So, you know, you just have to maybe resign yourself to the fact that you have to wipe down your walls every once in a while. But that leaching that's coming off of the walls, you can just wipe that right off with a rag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
Okay.
Will it come back? Yes.
So what kind of paint do we use in a bathroom?
So in a bathroom, it really depends on what the customer's look they're trying to achieve. But as long as everything was prepared properly, a nice semi-gloss, an emerald semi-gloss, we use all Sherwin-Williams products, unless, you know, a customer prefers something different. But we do defer to Sherwin as they are the highest quality
in
our opinion.
Do they make a specific bathroom formulation?
They do, in my opinion.
Because you want a mildicide element in this, right?
So, no.
Okay.
Your drywall is going to be antimicrobial, and that's really the biggest piece. What you're putting on the walls is really not as important as what's behind.
And the ventilation, as you said already, is the essence of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So we didn't finish answering the question texters writing in about painting concrete. And there are special paints designed for concrete that also involves acid etching. So acid etching is going to give you the bondability. So that has to happen first. And then it has to be dry. And then special paint, again, concrete paint for concrete. And then the question is giving you a design look. That's something you could probably pattern in.
Absolutely. If somebody had a stencil or something that they really liked, I think that could be an interesting look.
All right. To Amherst next. And Jane. Hello, Jane. We're at your house.
Hi, nice to have you talk to me today.
Thanks for calling us.
Okay. Well, I have a basement floor that had asbestos tiles, I believe they were, on it, and we took those up. And so now there is, it looks like the swirl marks from the adhesive. I don't know that the actual adhesive is there. And so I was wondering, what do I do with this floor? I'd like to paint it. Or do something.
You may want to consider calling Gorilla for that. They do offer basement floors, and they're offering them at a discount right now for the winter, 10% off, mention Hammer Time. And that's probably the best way to get you a nice, clean, uniform, easy to take care of floor that's going to serve you for years and years to come.
Okay. So you don't recommend me trying to do this on my own?
Well, you could, but it's going to be... You know, the trade-off's going to be, it's going to look, you may even see the lines of the tile still coming through the paint. If you want that to go away for sure, then you want to have Gorilla come in.
Okay. Do they do free estimates or what?
Of course they do. Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, thanks so much.
Good luck, Jane. Thanks for the call. Jane's line now available, 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Hey, Dominic here. Are you looking to save on your utility bills this winter? Well, for easy, affordable solutions, you know where to go. Go to Lenco, the industry leader for home improvements. With fiberglass insulation by Owens Corning, you'll save money on your heating bills and be more comfortable in your home. Get wholesale pricing on Owens Corning insulation in-store at any of the three convenient Lenco locations in Williamsville, in Kenmore, or in Buffalo. Or how about this? Shop online 24/7 at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Gold prices are at record highs, making now the perfect time to sell your gold valuables. At Tag Jewelry & Coin, we specialize in buying gold and silver jewelry, even if it's broken. Bring us your diamonds, coins, watches, pocket watches, and even costume jewelry. Bring it to Tag Jewelry & Coin. Don't miss this chance to turn your treasures into cash. Stop by today. The time to sell is now. Come see us at Tag Jewelry & Coin, 936 Dick Road. Because at Tag, you're it.
It's officially the merry season, and Buffalo's Christmas station, Star 102.5, is your home for holiday music. spinning the biggest and best festive tracks all day long, now through Christmas Day.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Get your holiday fix on the radio at 102.5 FM HD2. Ask your smart speaker to play 102.5 or listen on the go with the free Odyssey app.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like CoreTech to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they have it all. Flooring Solutions of Western New York. FlooringSolutionsOfWesternNewYork.com is the website. You can upload a photo of your home and see how their flooring looks in your space. Or stop into their showroom, which is located at the corner of Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. It's Dominic here. 10:52 is Hammer Time. Danielle Bickel, our guest in studio from Strokes Painting. Give out the phone number for Strokes.
Sure. We are at 1-833-GET-STROKES. Nice and easy to remember. 1-833-GET-STROKES.
Danielle, what did the painter do when he became cold?
I don't know. What did the painter do when he became cold?
He put on another coat. There you go.
That's actually kind of cute. Yeah.
Thanks to the texter who sent us that. Hey, by the way, folks, get ready for January when Hammer Time Radio expands to 2 hours. Yes, we are on from 10 till noon starting in January, and lots of new sponsors coming on, lots of new content, and more time for me to spend with you, which is certainly something I'm most looking forward to, being able to spend more time on your problems and your questions, and that's starting in January. 10 till noon here on WBEN, and of course, Senior Radio will still follow us at noon, and we're excited about that, and we've got a lot of things planned, and we're looking forward to all of the changes that are coming as a result of our expanding the show from 10 till noon. So as we wrap up, Danielle, website and the phone number again.
Yeah,
and your contest. We want to talk about all that.
Yeah, excellent. So I encourage you all to follow me on social media. I definitely have a lot of fun with the social media side of things. I was telling Dominic I'm just a theater kid at heart, so I have a lot of fun on there. So follow us at Strokes Painting and Contracting. It's all one word on Instagram and Facebook. If you are a TikToker, my handle there is This Girl Can Paint. So you can find me there as well. Our website is www.paintwithstrokes.com. And then that's where you can find our information about our contest as well. So please send me all of your ugly, ugly rooms. I want to see it, Buffalo.
I can't wait to see what comes of that.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, folks, you may have heard this on the news this week here where I was interviewed about this. Berkeley, California. This is an amazing story. First in the nation to reverse the ban on, or the planned ban on, natural gas. They were the first to start the idea of moving to an electric society, and they're the first to reverse it. And it's because they got put in the corner by the restaurant organization, where it was found that they were actually in violation of federal law. Only federal law can regulate how appliances are manufactured, believe it or not. So there you go. Thank you to the restaurant lobby in California that turned Berkeley around. And January of 26 is when it's supposed to hit us with new construction being 100% electric. So we will certainly keep you tuned on that. And by the way, since this is in the news now, it's a good time for you to take the time to write your state assembly and state senator to tell them that you do not want our society to go 100% electric January of 26 as far as residential new construction. And that is on the books, and that is going to take effect in January of 26, which is a little over a year away. So let's be proactive and get to writing your state assembly, your state senator, and saying, no, I don't want to lose my natural gas. The other little thing that irks me about this is they're actually talking about in the HEAT Act, this floundering right now between the Senate and the Assembly, that if that's enacted by the governor, if it's passed through the Assembly, it would ban or at least not require the installation of gas lines down street. So a new street goes in, it's not necessarily going to be the case that a gas line is going to be put in. So what do you do when your power goes out in a 100% electric society and you don't have a natural gas generator to back you up?
Yeah, what do you do?
Exactly. So the other thing about this that's got me going is we're going to be looking at homes that have the need for a 400-amp service in order to power the heat pumps. A heat pump takes 100 amps. And if you have a bigger home, you're going to need more than one heat pump. So you might have 200 amps dedicated to your heating and cooling, and then 200 amps dedicated to your lighting and outlets. So that's a 400-amp service. That's going to drain the grid even more. So this is where we're headed, folks. And, you know, you need to be proactive about being involved with this by writing to your state representative, state assembly, and state senator. And they'll be interested to hear from you because, well, if you don't complain and it happens, then what good did we do, right? So, Danielle, thanks again for your time.
Please, and thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Let us know about the contest again, and we'll be interested to see how the before and after pictures there.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Send them dbickle@paintwithstrokes.com. Send them my way.
Now, when we talk about your insurances, that is something we don't want to undervalue. Yes, your pricing is going to be higher because of it, but can you talk about the kind of insurance you do have?
Because we are a commercial outfit, we carry everything.
Right.
We are so highly insured. One of our first customers was Six Flags Darien Lake when we first started, and when you're working around equipment like that, they really require you to have the highest tier.
So when you're talking about that, it's the levels of insurance in terms of the liability number that matters. So when you look at that, what do you recommend for a homeowner to have as far as hiring a painting contractor? Is $100,000 enough, or is $1 million enough, or what's enough?
So I'm going to bring that back to the homeowner, whatever they feel comfortable with. But I will tell you that at Strokes Painting, we have a $5 million umbrella. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't get much more coverage than that.
And that says it all.
Yeah.
And now talk quickly about, in the minute we have left, about workers' compensation insurance, because you employ direct.
Correct. Yeah. So we have painters that work directly for us. And so workers' comp is all part of that. We want to make sure that not only the homeowners are protected, but our employees as well. So we want to make sure that everybody's butts are covered,
there you
so
go.
To speak.
Legitimate painting contractor is Strokes Painting. And thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This
All
is
right.
fun.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, how about your Bills prediction for tomorrow?
Oh, shoot. I mean, obviously we're going to win. Who are we playing? I don't speak sports. I just watch the games and eat the dips.
Los Angeles. In California.
Then we're right. definitely going to win.
There
That's
you
the
go.
Rams, right?
Exactly. Jerry Craig, excellent job as usual. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.